Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Today we will be discussing everything Premier League related, from our team of the season to the best and the worst signings and the worst and the best players. Now we're going to start off with, I'm joined by Sergio, should I say first. How are you doing, Sergio?
I'm doing great. Excited. Happy to be here. So, how are you doing, Luke?
I'm not too bad. We've also got a little word from me, from our sponsors. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode has been sponsored and brought to you by our friends at Smooth Marbles. If you've been looking around for the best grooming product for your bollocks, then look no further than Smooth Marbles. Now, they've kindly sent over their Turf Chopper 3.0. It's now obviously very vital that you shave your nuts because, you know, summer is coming up and 91% of the females actually prefer for you to shave your nuts. Now, those are not my words. Those are researchers. So yeah, just get with the program. Now, if you want to get yourself the Turf Chopper or any other products like the Bull Palm or any other product, then head over to Smooth My Balls or click the link in the description. And when you go to the checkout, use our code Offside Football to get yourself 15% off. And without further ado, let's get back into the video. So welcome back. We'll start off with the best player of the Premier League. We will do this for, I think, the other league as well. I think La Liga will be an interesting one, and so on and so on. But who was your best player this season, Sergio?
I think either Ilkay Gundogan from Manchester City. I think he's been very decent. He's got 12 goals and an assist. Or obviously Bruno Fernandes, who's actually been great this season. That's personally, and also it's Kevin De Bruyne. I think Fernandes has had a bigger impact this season, and he's been very good overall, not only scoring penalties, but also assisting. And he's got a good partnership with Cavani. What about you, Job?
Obviously, the obvious shout here is Harry Kane. Obviously, Harry Kane has got the most goals and assists at the time of recording. I think it's like 21 goals and like 13 assists for a striker. So, you know, where Tottenham Hart at the minute is like seventh or eighth. So without him, you know, they'd be where Newcastle are, I'm pretty sure. And I mean, you can make a shout for Ruben Dias. I think he's been very good for Manchester City since coming in. Maybe even one of the better signings this summer.
I have a few other players that haven't been signed that I think performed very well. I think Jack Grealish performed extremely well until he got his injury.
Yep.
Is very good for Aston Villa. I think that Iheanacho from Leicester City, I think that he's been very decent. He's got 11 goals and 2 assists in 23 games. So that's a goal or assist every 2 games, which I think is very decent. And he's got one of the best goals 2 minutes ratio in the net per goal, sorry, in the Premier League.
Yeah, obviously he started off a little bit later than I think the rest did. Struggled at the start of the season, didn't really get much game time. But now, with the two up front, with Leicester, Vardy's getting a bit less goals, but it's getting assists and making sure that Iheanacho can get into those goal-scoring opportunities. But then moving on to the most disappointing player. Now, that doesn't mean the worst player necessarily, but just someone that we were expecting a lot of and didn't really perform to the level they should have. Who was your pick?
I'll start. By saying Thomas Partey, the ex-Atletico Madrid player. I think he was very good in Atletico. I haven't really watched him much, but from what I've heard, he's not been to his top level. And from the little games I've seen, he's not been as good as he used to be. So I'm a bit, you know, disappointed because he was very good and he just hasn't really hit those levels at Arsenal. That's one of my players.
Well, then I'm going to have to go with someone from the other end of London, Kai Havertz. Now, obviously, Kai Havertz at Bayer Leverkusen was very good, playing as like a striker, a false nine player. And this season, just really not really sure if he's playing. He should be playing game in, game out, but he hasn't really found his swing, so to speak. And yeah, for the transfer money as well. I mean, I wouldn't say he's the worst signing because I think there's plenty of other players that we'll talk about in a second who are who take that trophy home, so to speak. But I think Kai Havertz, yeah. I mean, I'm a Havertz fan, especially when he was at Leverkusen, but now he's really dropped off. Maybe he's getting there, but, you know, goals against in the FA Cup, you know, not many goals in the Premier League or assists. He's been very disappointing. You got any other mentions, so to say?
I was going to say, obviously, most of them are signings, but we can talk about them later. But not from signings. I would say that Aguero hasn't been that great this year. If you think about it, especially after his Panenka missed penalty the other day against
Chelsea,
which cost him the game. No, but he's really not been great. He's played in a match and scored 2 goals and an assist. Obviously, he's getting a bit old, but I think he could do a bit better. He just hasn't really been playing that well this season, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say the same for like the likes of David De Gea. I think you mentioned before we started recording, he's really dropped out. He used to be one of the best goalkeepers, if not the best goalkeeper in the Premier League, but now he's been struggling with Dean Henderson, the other goalkeeper at Manchester United, and yes, he's declining rapidly. And also, I would say Sadio Mane just popped into my head. He's been very, very poor. He even admitted that this is one of his worst seasons ever. But yeah, I'll put Sadio Mane maybe in as most disappointing player as well, because we expect so much of him and he's just not delivering.
I'll also say maybe Kovacic from Chelsea. He hasn't really gotten much game time. He was very good other seasons, but this season not as much.
Yeah, maybe that's to do with Tuchel, though, because yeah. You know, Tuchel has his players, has his system, and he's supposedly playing Jorginho and Kante in the midfield with Mount. So that could be to do with Tuchel more so than himself. But yeah, that's disappointing as well. Now, moving on to the best signing of this of the two windows, should I say, of just this Premier League season. Who have you gone with, mate?
I've personally gone, actually, before I go into that, I've remembered a great player this season. I don't know if he got signed this season. It's Thomas Suchek.
Ooh, yep.
He did get signed this season?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I think he's been a great player. Great signing. I was also going to say Ollie Watkins. It's been a great signing for Aston Villa. He's been playing very well, coming from, obviously, Brentford. And he actually got his first England cap, which was great to see. And yeah, also, I forgot to say before, I thought James Ward-Prowse was a great player in the Southampton side. I think he was very decent this season, the captain.
Yeah, big up, James Ward-Prowse. Yep. Big up Ralf Hasenhüttl, my man. I've been telling you, man, but he's been disappointing. If there's one manager who's really let me down, it's Ralf Hasenhüttl. Anyways, best signing, who did you go for? Oh, but wait, William. Just got to get him in there. He's been poor, man. He's been very poor.
Best signing? That's not best signing.
No, worst signing. Was he? He was just worst a disappointing player. He's just a disappointing player. Yeah. I think we'll just get him in there as well.
So your best signing?
My best signing, I've got Jesse Lingard. Now, obviously, I feel like he just is. You know, he came in this January, and you know, he's been very, very consistent since. I think 9 goals, 3 assists in 13 games or so for West Ham. And it's really helped West Ham push to get into those Champions League spots. They're not there yet. Obviously lost to Everton recently as well. But I think Jesse Lingard is a good shout, mate, for best signing. He wasn't very good at Manchester United, but look at him now. Shushing also, all the haters.
You know, it's from the season before. I was going to say Harvey Barnes. He's been, well, he's not signing, but he got signed the season before this. I thought he was pretty decent this season.
Yep. He's got injured, so he's not going to the Euros, but he would have definitely been maybe one of the extra, because, you know, you can get a 3-man extra now for the squad. Mm-hmm. Maybe he would have been on Southgate's list. Then the worst signing is really something, you know, you don't want to be You don't want your name to be the worst signing. But I've gone for Donny van de Beek. Now, obviously, came in for 55, I think, million pounds or euros. Doesn't really matter. 55 million is still a lot. And he hasn't really worked. Now, I would say the same with Kovacic, is that
he got signed.
Yeah, he got signed. Not with, and like player-wise, I feel like the manager has a lot of input whether he plays well or not. I mean, when he has played, it's been fairly poor. I mean, I remember in the Europa League when he just was terrible. And just in general, he hasn't really got much game time, but he's been very, very poor what I've seen so far of him. And it's very disappointing because he was definitely one of the better players for the Dutch national team to go to the Euros. But since his move to Manchester United, he's been benched, and I can't think he will even make the 23-man squad, if I'm being honest. Who is your worst signing then?
I was going to say Rian Brewster to West Brom, but obviously he's a bit young. But I think he's not been great. Sheffield, sorry. And also I was going to say Thiago. I don't know if I mentioned him before. I think Thiago.
Thumbs up for me.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up. So he does. Realistically. I guess you could say he was a good signing, but he was a bad signing as well because he's not done anything.
Maybe even, he could go into the category like most disappointing at the same time as well. Couldn't he? All right. Then moving on to our Premier League team of the season. Now we've got to, agree on the positions and the players that play in those positions. So who did you get for goalkeeper then, Sergio?
I'm going to say Martinez from Aston Villa, which I forgot to say that he was a great signing this season, but here we go. Emiliano Martinez. I think he's been a great keeper. Or Ilan Meslier from Leeds.
Ooh, I went for also a signing. Edouard Mendy from Chelsea. Obviously, he's got 16 clean sheets and he's got a 71.2 save percentage, which is very strong. I think he's the second with the most clean sheets. I think Edison has the most clean sheets, but without filling up this whole squad with Manchester City players, I think the Chelsea man, he's really changed Chelsea, to be fair.
I'll give it to him.
So I'd we're slotting in.
We could put Emiliano Martinez as
bench.
Bench, yeah.
All right. So, Edouard Mendy is...
What formation are we doing?
A 4-3-3. Yeah.
4-3-3, Jesus.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, Mendy is our goalkeeper. Then moving on to our left back. I went for Aaron Cresswell from West Ham. He's got 7 assists and I think 10 clean sheets or something along those lines. I think Shaw has been good, but he's been lacking on the attacking side of things. And I think Aaron Cresswell has actually been...
I feel Luke Shaw has the most good chances created in the league.
Well, it's all about, finishing them. And that's what Aaron Cresswell delivers. It's not about creating the chances. It's about creating them and actually utilizing them. Is that the word? Is that the right terminology? I think it is. Who did you go for?
Yeah.
Left back.
I was going to say Luke Shaw or Digne. From Everton.
Sorry.
Digne.
I mean, I looked at Digne, but Digne has been injured for quite some time now as well.
Yeah, but he had 7 assists in 26 games. He's back playing now.
Yeah.
He didn't get injured. When did he get injured?
Throughout half the season, mate. He's been injured for game week 35 or 36.
He played against West Ham.
Yeah, he's back now, but he was injured for like a very long time.
Oh, all right. I thought he was at least decent. I think we should give it to Luke Shaw.
Yeah, okay. We'll give it to Luke Shaw because Luke Shaw has really made a turnaround. And fair play to Luke. Then centre-back, the two centre-backs. Do you want to hit us with your first one? Your first suggestion?
Although Ruben Dias is pretty simple.
Pretty obvious.
One of them, yeah.
And then who's the other one?
I'm wondering if it's John Stones or Thiago Silva. He's been decent. Or Wesley Fofana. Yeah, I'm between them three. I can't think of anyone else right now.
Well, I've gone for Virgil van Dijk. No, I'm joking. Of course not.
Okay.
I actually went for Wesley Fofana, mate. I think he's been very good. This season, 20 years old.
Maguire's
well.
Been very decent.
Yeah, but it's Maguire. We can't really rate Maguire.
I don't know, but he's been very decent.
Yeah, but has he been better than the likes of Stones and Wesley Fofana? Thiago Silva? Maguire's been good. I think we slot in Wesley Fofana purely because he's 20 years old and he's been dominating.
This looks like a bit of a FIFA team of the season.
What did you say?
This is what they got. I mean, it's a team of, the FIFA team of the season for the video game is pretty similar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a team of the season for a reason. Great minds think alike, I guess.
I suppose Aaron Creswell should have been in there, but hey. All right, right back.
Interesting.
Right back. Who did you have for right back, mate?
I was going to say Trent, but he's not been that good. So I'm going to say Kyle Walker or Reece James.
All right, none of them popped into my head. I've gone for Aaron Wan-Bissaka, my man.
Wan-Bissaka.
He's been very good. Attacking as well. He's got 2 goals, 3 assists this season. And he's like third in that. He's just the best defensively right back or full back in the Premier League. So I don't think you can look past Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Yeah, he's the best fullback, defensively fullback in the Prem.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, Reece James, okay, he's not been that good. I think Kyle Walker's been very decent.
But he hasn't been playing. It's been Cancelo most of the season. Canelo or Cancelo.
I feel like we're missing someone. Like a outside top six player that did very well.
Lamptey, but he got injured.
Yeah, that's it.
Walker, only one goal and one assist, mate. So
yeah, but he's been very decent defensively.
And Cancelo, one goal and three assists. So I think he's only one player, mate. And he's from Manchester United.
I don't think he's been that great, though.
He's the best English right back there is. I don't care. He should be signing for England, in my opinion.
Kieran Trippier.
Yeah, but...
Kieran Trippier. Come on. Don't disrespect the Trips.
No, he's been good, but is he as good as Wan-Bissaka?
Do you want to give it to Wan-Bissaka?
I do. I think. Also, people, let us know in the comments down below who you think is... who you think goes into these positions and make your team of the season down below and the worst and the best signings as well. Yeah, because that'd be interesting to see what you think. Then we've got the centre mids or the midfield. Now there's two obvious ones I think we can slot straight in is De Bruyne and Bruno. Bruno's got 11 assists and 17 goals. Obviously, they are penalties, but you still have to score them. Look at Leroy Fer missing penalties. Then you got De Bruyne, 11 assists and 5 goals. But it's De Bruyne, so he's been injured for quite some time as well this season, if I recall correctly. So I think we agree both on them two, yeah?
Yep.
And then
yep.
Who's your other one? Who makes the final three?
See, I'm between Jack Grealish, I see left wing. No, he's more of a cam.
More of a left wing slash cam. It doesn't really matter. You can kind of fit him in.
Jack Grealish, Gundogan. I think Rodri hasn't been bad. I'm not wrong, I think. Rodri's been alright. He's been decent this season. Yeah. Wilfred Ndidi as well. Awful Foden. Actually, Ndidi's been really good. Defensively. He's got 3 assists and a goal.
So
I'm probably going to say Ndidi.
Well, I've also gone for a defensive midfielder. But it's not Wilfred Ndidi. It's actually Yves Bissouma from Brighton. My man is the best defensive. He's got the most tackles, I think, after Luke Ayling. Or was it most interceptions? One of the two.
I think he was very good as well, Luke Ayling.
We
didn't mention him, but I think he's been very decent.
Leeds, yeah. So I'm going to say, we can give it to Wilfred Ndidi. I think Leicester have been very good this season as well.
Oh, no, Suchek. Lingard.
we'll let the people decide who goes into their third centre midfield spot because we obviously.
I'm personally going to say Ndidi. That's my opinion.
Ndidi. So you're going with Ndidi? Well, if we're going defensively, I'm going to go Yves Bissouma from like Senegal or from one of those kind, Mali, maybe? I don't know. Anyways, left mid. Or should I say left wing?
Mid, left wing.
Left wing.
Left wing. Jack Grealish.
No way.
Or Marcus Rashford.
Ooh.
What did you say?
I'm saying Son, mate. 17 goals, 10 assists. I think it's
a good striker there.
Does he?
I think he does.
I mean,
no, he doesn't.
No, see?
No. Yeah. We'll give it to Son. We'll give it to Son. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's pretty. Yeah, okay. Heung-min Son.
And then striker. Also from Spurs.
I mean, Harry Kane. But there's also other great strikers.
Patrick Bamford deserves a shout.
Edison Cavani has been very decent.
Maybe not in the Premier League, though.
Yeah, true. He's right wing. Hold on. Calvert-Lewin.
DCL.
Ollie Watkins. Yeah.
Oh, to be
they
fair.
Haven't been bad. Danny Ings at the start of the season.
Yeah. Ollie Watkins, as you mentioned, as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be... You know, Antonio actually played very, very well this year.
Until he got injured, yeah. He's been injured, but he's been very good.
And Diogo Jota, before he got injured, he was class.
He was class as well. But I think there's only one man.
Yeah, it's
Harry Kane. Most goals and most assists, like we mentioned earlier. Then moving on to the right wing...
Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, that's what I went for as well. 20 goals, 4 assists. Lacking on the assist side, but...
Yeah, he's always been very selfish.
Yeah, I mean, you could say maybe... Let me check before I say his name. Before I, you know, make myself look like a numpty. Where is he? He's here. I mean, you could say James Rodriguez as another shout. 6 goals, 4 assists in 22 games.
You could
not
say
bad.
Mateus Pereira as well. 10 goals, 5 assists in 31 matches.
For a relegated side, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he scored a bunch against... Was it him who scored against Charles?
So in that right wing is Mohamed Salah, right? Is that... That's the main shout. That's the obvious one.
Mohamed Salah has not really been anyone else.
That's been very disappointing, really. Actually, if you look at like the players who play right wing in the Premier League.
Timo Werner.
Did I say left wing? No, I said right wing. Timo plays on the left.
They must have right wing. You know, Callum Hudson-Odoi hasn't been bad. But he's been playing a bit further back. Oh, James Justin is the guy that I was talking about.
James Justin is the right back.
Yeah, and left back. He's a guy.
Leicester, he's a right back, schmuck.
It's just left back, isn't it?
Wow, does it now? Because he replaced Danilo Pereira. He's a right back, so... Anyways, let me see. Let me fact check that.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, I think we've come to the end. Make sure you like, subscribe, and recommend to your friends, because why not? I think we're all here to love and share. And if you're listening on the podcast, then hope you're having a wonderful time. Stay safe, and we'll see you in the next episode.